SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli Defense Forces still poised to cross the border into the Gaza after more than 1,400 Israelis were killed, the vast majority of them civilians last week. At least 155 others, including children, were captured by Hamas and taken into Gaza, that according to Israeli sources. Fighting along Israel's border with Lebanon intensified, but Hezbollah says it hasn't entered the war. Meanwhile, President Biden's urging Israel not to occupy Gaza.
The president has been steadfast in his support of Israel since the surprise Hamas attack more than a week ago. He has denounced the terrorists and supported Israel's right to defend. But Mr. Biden told CBS's 60 Minutes that it would be a big mistake if Israeli troops occupied Gaza. He also called on Israel, Egypt, and other nations to allow for humanitarian aid and supplies into the worsening conflict zone. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at srnnews.com, more people have died following new Russian attacks on Ukraine while Kyiv continues drone counterstrikes.
At least six people are dead following new attacks launched by Russia in various locations across Ukraine. Reports confirm deaths in Kherson area after Russian bombardment with more than 100 shells, and in Donetsk, where two people lost their lives in an airstrike hitting their home. Two guided bombs also hit key infrastructure in Kherson city, causing a partial blackout and water supply disruption. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry reports shooting down a number of Ukrainian drones in Kursk region. This led to speculation in Russian media that the counterattack could have been targeting a military airfield there. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Meanwhile, President Putin expected to meet this week with Chinese leaders in Beijing on a visit that underscores China's support for Moscow during its war with Ukraine. The countries have forged an informal alliance against the U.S. and other democratic nations that's now complicated by the Israel-Hamas war. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency is at work in Armenia.
Samaritan's Purse has airlifted 30 tons of food, blankets, and solar lights to assist suffering Christian families fleeing their homes in mostly Muslim Azerbaijan to safety in mostly Christian Armenia. More than 100,000 people have been on the move, and the Armenian government is not able to handle the sudden influx. Samaritan's Purse is urging believers in this country to pray for the refugees and that peace will hold between the two neighboring countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The family of a transgender 9-year-old in North Carolina is suing state officials to block a law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations. The parents claim that ban will force their child to undergo a traumatic wrong gender puberty. In Montana, a group of plaintiffs is challenging a new measure defining the term sex as meaning only male or female. Several of these laws are being challenged in court. This is SRN News. JPMorgan Chase's third quarter profit soared 35% from last year, fueled by a rapid rise in interest rates.
All the news is not good for investors. The bank CEO Jamie Dimon issuing a sobering statement about the current state of world affairs and economic instability. Dimon said the Russia-Ukraine and Israel-Palestinian wars, high levels of government debt and deficits, as well as high inflation, are all contributing to what he calls the most dangerous time the world has seen in decades. Bob Agner reporting.
A Washington couple heading to the Supreme Court over a $15,000 tax bill they believe is unconstitutional. The pair claim they had to pay because of their investment in an Indian company, even though they say they never received any distribution, dividend, or other payment from the company. The husband and wife are the public face of a high court case that's being backed by business and conservative political interests. More details at srnnews.com.